Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're listening to...
Twisted Tropes.
Familiar settings.
Wild new tales.
Now, on with the story.
Scandals and Scavengers, a post-apocalyptic Regency romance. Episode 4, Visitors and Visions, or 6 months? Last time on Scandals and Scavengers, with Lord Rhinelander convalescing, Ruby was surprised by a visit from her father's business manager, Mr. Roble. Not to be outdone, Edgewater became the unexpected visitor when she tagged along on her brother's date with Miss Nigella Razorstorm in a vain attempt to chat with her sister Elena about a rumor she had heard at the garden party. But perhaps the most shocking visit came from a Mr. Barney Rubbleroy, agent of the Crown, who stopped by the Drake Estate to collect the marriage certificate that should have reached him through the mail months ago. Meanwhile, Sultan Lefroy gathered some meaningful flora to bring to Fiona Blightwind as she and Lefroy seemed to have hit it off during their stolen dance at the garden party. However, despite Lefroy's heroics, saving Fiona from falling into a bed of toxic plants, Beadia revealed to Salt that Lefroy would not be her first choice for suitor for Fiona. Mary spent a productive morning sending out marketing cards for her side hustle and alter ego, Madame Belladonna, spiritual medium. And the productivity continued when Ruby asked her guests Edgewater and Samuel to help her break into a mysterious room in Rhinelander Estate. Samuel easily smashed the door down, revealing a dusty old nursery with 2 identical cribs and shelves of matching porcelain dolls. As Ruby entered the room, a loud gasp was heard from down the hall, and we return to her now.
Okay, so we just had a little kerfuffle at the Rhinelander house. Let's pick right back up there. I believe we had just heard Richard gasp dramatically from his bedroom.
We think so.
Oh, I need to go check on my daddy.
Of course.
Hold up the door like it's still there. You two stay in the room.
I'm going out.
Yes.
The 2 of us with the door closed.
Edgewater, I need you to do this for me.
All right, Ruby.
Pick up the door, hold it up. Daddy, I'm coming!
Incredible.
The door to his chambers is closed.
I will knock on the door and I will say, Daddy, are you all right?
No response.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
Daddy. I go in and I go to him.
Make me a medicine check.
Oh, no. I'm really good at this, you guys.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Mm-hmm. That's a 2.
No.
Oh. He is still.
He's sleeping.
He is covered, like he is streaming sweat. He looks so much older. He just looks like everything has sort of sunk. He looks terrible, and his breath is undetectable.
Daddy, are you there? I'm going to like start to hit him in the face to see if I can get any sort of reaction out of him.
You give him a couple smacks and he does not respond. On the plus side, in smacking him around, you do see a little twitch in the eyes. Like, think of like rapid eye movement for a dream state.
Yeah.
You see like the slightest little flicker of that. And as you get closer to see that, you can barely feel his breath. It is so shallow.
Oh. All right. I'm gonna go and I'm gonna leave them in the room and I'm gonna go send out for a doctor.
How long are they gonna wait for?
Not a long time. I'm gonna go send a letter for the doctor and then I will come back.
Oh,
you send
one of the servants and yes. they do not carry a letter, they go running.
Right, yeah. Great. So after that happens, I will go and I will go and knock on the door that Samuel's holding.
I think
up.
While Ruby is gone, I think Edgewater's gonna. Lord Drake, I must insist that you don't mention this particular situation to anyone in the town. This sort of. I understand that you are from a different land, but this sort of situation where two unmarried peoples are together alone in a room.
Miss Clarence?
Yes.
sorry to cut you off like that. Really focusing on holding up this door and not shaking.
Oh.
Why would I mention?
Shake? I mean, what?
Why would I mention kicking down a door and then having to hide inside of a secret room?
Good point.
Anyone?
All right. Great. I feel so safe with you. Perfect. Thank you.
Oh wow. Oh my.
I'm glad. Maybe we should not speak for a bit. No one should be in this room.
Of course.
All of a sudden, you hear a knock at the door.
Ah!
Dear God.
also, guys, it is dusty as fuck in here. To the point where the dolls have, like, almost a, like, coating of, like, fuzz over. Like, no. It is, they are,
no.
They, nothing in here has been disturbed in years.
Oh, it means boy. The dolls don't move, which I'm going to count as a win.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. At least they don't move normally.
But I will knock. I will go, Lord Drake and Miss Clarence, please put down the door.
I'll back up the door.
Ruby, is everything all right?
No, my daddy is very shallow of breath, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if this is connected or anything like that.
Samuel, he's not trained in this, but the instinct is to help someone in need. So quick, with your leave, and he's going to go to the bedroom, and he's seen people perform this. He hasn't really been trained himself, and just try to do like CPR, so like chest compressions. And just to make sure the breathing stays strong.
And we'll follow.
Okay. I would like you to roll a medicine check.
Yeah. 17.
Ooh.
That's a 19 minus 2.
Okay. You also notice that his face is very sunken. His breathing is very shallow. It's shallow, but it's
stable,
constant.
Okay. Then cancel the CPR.
Likewise, feeling around for a pulse, it's there, but extremely weak. He is teetering. He is balanced, but the wrong thing you think could tip him.
I'm not sure that a strange man in his bedroom with his daughter and her friend is the best thing to wake up to. Perhaps we should back out.
All right.
All right.
I did send for a doctor, but they probably won't be here for a bit.
I will stay with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And Lord Drake, I appreciate you knocking down that door.
How about that's the last we speak of this?
I do owe you a favor. Not like that. I didn't mean it like... I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I just like, if you need something done, let me know.
For now, the best favor you can do for me is to take care of you and yours.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And I apologize for the creepy dolls in that room. They look That's at you, bad. And it, I feel like they know everything about me.
All the way to my soul.
You know? Like, they just the way their eyes look, glassy eyes.
Miss Rhinelander, this might not be the best time, and you probably have a lot to focus on. To me, it rings strange that there are porcelain dolls in that room, and last night you showed me a bit of your magic that was a porcelain hand.
I didn't
He's
even...
right, Ruby.
Mm-hmm. Am I...
a doll? No. You're not a doll. It's fine. You're not a doll.
All right, I'm not a doll. I'm not a doll. Oh, man. We gotta... That's a good point. I didn't even realize that. You know, now that you say it, my dad started getting sick about 6 months ago.
6 months? When your husband passed away tragically, and you... gained powers.
It all must be connected.
God. All of it.
I have to roll. I have
Henry
to roll
was a porcelain doll.
Right now. I
All right.
Just a reminder for the audience, Ruby is rocking a 4 in wisdom.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. Maybe it's all connected. I don't know. But I appreciate you helping me, and I will be in contact. But please, I don't want to drag you down. I understand calling hours are almost up, and I would not want to wreck your evening schedule.
If it would be all right with the lady, I will remain downstairs. You take care of your father. Let me know if anything changes, and I can be up to assist. In the meantime, I will look to see when the doctor is approaching.
I appreciate it.
So gallant.
Edgewater, do you mind waiting downstairs as well, just for the time being, while I get some things prepped up here?
Of course. Right downstairs.
Thank you both. And I am going to go and just start doing some stuff upstairs to get the room prepped for the doctor, and also I'll focus on that for a bit.
Miss Clarence, if it'd make you more comfortable, I can wait outside if you'd like to sit in the sitting room.
No, it's fine. We can both sit in the... I'll show you where the sitting room is. I know, I've been here before. Multiple times, actually. This is... Ruby's my best friend. I don't know if you knew that. It's just through this door over here on the... No, not that one. The other one on the right. Yes, that one there.
I know a lot's happening. We don't need a second heart attack. Breathe. It's going to be okay. I know you're worried about your friend's father.
Oh, yep.
It's going to be okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Knock, 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 knock.
I'll get the door.
We closed the door. Oh, God.
The front door.
The front door to the house.
This is a really big day for Edgewater. Really big.
This is like an awakening.
Yeah, truly. Yeah.
Samuel will open the front door. If there's a physician there, let them in immediately. Direct them upstairs.
And if this delivery person knew anything about medicine, he would definitely try to help. But he's just delivering a package.
Shoot.
It is just a small paper-wrapped bundle, it looks like. Literally, someone found an old like newspaper vending machine and like wrapped up something inside, and it just has a note to Miss Rhinelander.
Mm. I will make sure the lady of the house receives this. Thank you.
Yep. And off he goes.
I guess I'll go back into the sitting room. I'll give it to you, Edgewater.
A gift for Ruby now? Oh, inappropriate.
I don't believe the giver would know the situation.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, well, I'll bring it to her. Perhaps it's useful in some way. Or perhaps it will just cheer her up. All right.
I'll stay down here.
Maybe it's a tiny little arcane defibrillator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll be helpful.
So run upstairs with it. Ruby, this just came for you.
Oh, what?
I don't know. I didn't open it.
All right. All right. Interesting. I guess I'll open it. I don't know what it could be. Maybe it's a letter from the doctor or something. That would be fast, right?
In package form?
Weirdly packaged.
Yeah. I don't know. Do doctors send packages?
Perhaps. Maybe it's medicine.
Oh. I open the package or the small envelope.
It is a small wooden box. Mm.
There could be medicine inside.
A small wooden box. I'm going to open the small wooden box.
There's a smaller wooden box inside.
Inside, there are finely painted playing cards. And a note.
All right, I read the note.
10 p.m. And an address.
That's late.
Oh. All right, yeah. I will, you know, it's not medicine.
No,
but it you don't need to worry about anything. It's not something you should concern yourself about.
What do you mean?
It's just a gift is all.
Oh, from your aunt or?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. It's not even near your birthday yet though.
It's not, but I think it's near my half birthday.
Oh. Yeah,
which is 6 months from the birthday.
Oh my God.
Well, I will deliver the news to Lord Drake then downstairs.
All right. Thank you, Edgewater.
Of course. Lord Drake, no worries. It was just a half birthday present from Ruby's aunt.
Are those customary here?
Oh. Well, not typically, but Ruby is quite wealthy. Perhaps really wealthy people give out gifts twice a year.
I wouldn't know.
Me either. Look at that. What a coincidence.
There's a dying man upstairs, and this is the most awkward flirting I've ever seen.
I don't even have words for what is going on here. but luckily, no, wait, I do.
Someone sent for me?
Right upstairs.
fantastic. What are we looking at?
Oh, thank you for coming so quickly. My daddy, he's short of breath. He's in a state.
Let me look at him. Oh, yeah, this is some... Okay, give me some space. I have to work.
All right.
If it's pertinent, Doctor, he also had an episode last night. He collapsed.
Collapsed, you say? Any discernible cause?
No. He's been, like, deteriorating in health, I guess, for the past 6 months, but...
Well, he should have called a doctor!
I told him that, but he said no. He said he was fine.
Well, he was wrong, apparently, but that's beside the point. All right, let's...
And the doctor begins to basically take vitals. Mm-hmm. Check his pupils for response.
Well, it seems your father has slipped into a coma.
Oh, okay. I didn't expect that. Do we know what...
Well, coma's famously unexpected.
I guess that's right. But do we know what the cause would be?
Hard to say. You say he had an episode last night. Did he come into contact with anything?
I mean, we were at a garden party.
Right.
Nothing
out of
the ordinary.
It was a terrible punch, but that's normal.
Did he eat anything strange? Come into contact with any strange insects or... And when did this... When did you notice...
And...
When did you notice this this spell begin?
I mean, about 6 months ago is when he started to, like, get sick and have a cough, but it got worse. It's been getting worse over the past few weeks. Particularly, yesterday was bad. We were in the cart going to the party, and he was coughing almost constantly, and then we hit a bump, and he seemed concerned about it.
I'm asking more about when did you notice he was unresponsive and in a coma?
Oh, that's a good question. Like half an hour or 45 minutes ago, we were me and my friends here were, you know, exploring the house a little bit. We went in, and as soon as we dropped something and made some noise, and then we heard a big gasp from him after we did that.
Yes, we dropped something, and there was a noise.
Heard it the first time. okay. But thank you, miss. I suppose a sudden shock could have this sort of a reaction, but highly, highly unlikely. It's far, far too long for any kind of a toxin to be after the fact if he already responded to it last night. Well, I'll take some blood and do some tests, but the best thing we can do right now is keep him comfortable and see if he comes out on his own.
All right, well, I appreciate your help, Doctor. Let me know if you need anything.
Just take some blood and be on my way.
All right, thank you.
Again, sentences I didn't think I'd ever say.
yeah, and I'll wait until he heads out, and then I will turn to Lord Drake and Edgewater, and I'll just say, thank you both. And I do think I need some time alone.
Ruby, I can ask Gladstone to come over, and the two of us can stay in the sitting room tonight in case you need anything.
Yeah, that might be good.
All right. I'll send for him.
Thank
you. Lord Drake, thank you so much for your assistance today. We really do appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. I wish you all the best.
I curtsy.
A bow to both ladies. If you need anything, please, just send for me.
Of course.
And I will get away from the scene of the crime.
You don't know if it was connected.
Can you imagine? This was your first time calling on someone in town.
And someone died.
Yeah, I'm going back home. It's a coma. Relax. He's not dead.
Going back home. Mary Smith, do not come over.
It's not a good day.
All right. At this point, I believe, unless anyone has anything else to do for calling hours.
I think that'll do it.
All right. We're going to advance into a promenade. It is... It is, you know, golden hour right around the Grand Reservoir in the Great Park in the center of Neo Britannia. Everyone who's anyone is there, strolling. Where? Why? Who the hell knows? They're strolling to stroll. So, does anyone have anything they want to do during this time?
So, Mary is going to... She normally, I don't know, sometimes frequents the promenade. Sometimes she stays home, but... often when she goes out slightly in disguise. Not, you know, she's not going out as Miss Crawford necessarily, but so tonight she's going out as just Sari Myth. It's a joke. It was really funny, as you can tell from everyone laughing. She's just going to go out with slightly... different. She's going to have blonde hair, slightly lighter eyes, darker brows, and she's going to go out and just listen to people's conversations, basically.
Okay.
In particular, I think that I'm looking to eavesdrop on, I can't remember if his name was Carlson or Carlton.
Oh, Carlton.
Carlton.
wait, the father of the son.
The son.
The son. The son is Carlton.
Yes, I want to listen, or the ward. Was he a ward or a son?
He's an adopted son.
Okay, yeah. So he's kind of in the same boat as me, but a little bit better off?
He is the official heir.
Okay.
So well, he is.
Must be nice.
He was adopted and made and named official heir to the Carsons.
Yeah. So I will go and I'll be kind of wrapped up in like a kind of like a burlap scarf.
Oh, wow. That sounds real comfy.
I just got so itchy.
You're really embracing the potato cheese.
I literally am itching right now.
Yeah, I felt that too. Just to kind of slightly cover her face and maybe a little hat or something, parasol. And she's going to walk about and just kind of try to look like she's going to like catch up with somebody, or she's on her way to go meet somebody and trying to see if there's anyone around who she needs to be listening to. So, Carlton, any servants that are about accompanying their people, anybody like that.
Okay. So are you looking to follow Carlton? Are you trying to suss out rumors? Mm. What are you trying to accomplish?
I think I'm trying to get a little bit more information on Carlton and his family, Connor in particular. And I think that following Carlton might be a slightly lower risk way of figuring out maybe what's going on with Connor to start.
Okay.
If Connor's there, I'll follow him too. But if I have to pick, I'll go for Carlton.
Okay. So
because I know that he doesn't feel very, you know, comfortable with his adoptive father.
At least one of them.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I would say you're going to need a perception check to find them, because this is like equivalent to finding someone in Central Park.
Yeah. It's only a 10.
Ugh, there are a lot of people out.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be hard.
Okay.
But is there anything else you want to try to do while you're out looking?
I will keep an eye out for servants, so people like Mr. Saltz, Sweetly, anyone who is kind of like has a close relationship with a very high-ranking titled family, who might be talking at the end of the day. So okay. Particularly those two.
Yeah, those two are easy to find because they are accompanying their
charges. I figure it would have to be like someone who's has that level of
access. And it is also not a common thing to have someone like that.
Yes.
So you wouldn't find a lot of servants out during the promenade.
Mm-hmm.
But they are sort of weird special cases.
Mm-hmm.
So make a perception check. But luckily, with his stature, it is going to be a much easier thing to do.
A 16.
Oh, ooh. Yes, you actually do pick him out. The sort of big man, little man tag team that they've got going, it's an easy silhouette to distinguish. So yeah, you can definitely track him down.
So at this point, I am partially because it helps my business, my side hustle, if you will. And also because at this point I am interested in learning any and sundry various secrets of titled families, of things that they, you know, the servants guess at. Like, I'm just kind of like keeping an ear out. So that's why I'm following servants right now. So whatever kind of hot goss you're discussing with your your young ward. Yeah.
Did you hear?
Okay. So you're going to be,
I'll just kind of like,
you're going to be pretty close though, to be able to overhear a conversation. Yeah.
I might also, walk close in front of them. Mm-hmm. So they're not necessarily seeing my face.
Ah, gotcha. I see. Mm. Cool. Samuel, are you taking some air after this morning's, excitement?
Yes. Air is definitely needed. However, unfortunately I can't rest just yet. I know it's going to be hard, but there are now two people I'm interested in looking for. The primary target would be my brother-in-law, who I've not spoken yet to. If anybody who is anybody is out here, I would like to see if he is among them. The other one, interestingly enough, would be either of the Bloods, Agatha or Constance.
Okay. Cool. Make a perception check.
funny thing about perception.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the rough side of the table.
Yeah. Nine.
I'm honestly, you're looking for this man based off of a
old
painting, yep. that was hanging, that you only really saw like for a couple. Yeah. It's a tall order.
Absolutely.
The Bloods, that will be interesting. Yeah, make another check on them.
No.
Did you hex him?
Oh no. Daniel.
Daniel just hexed me to a zero.
Oh my god!
Daniel!
I'm so unlucky.
That's a two reduced to zero.
Oh. They don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they died
yesterday.
You erased
my NPC.
They died 6 months ago. Oh my god.
Actually, I would love a dexterity saving throw from you.
Uh-oh.
12.
Okay, you almost lose your footing and take a tumble, but you save Ooh. Yourself. It's Ooh. It's not graceful, but you don't eat shit in front of everyone. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that tumble, I think I might realize I'm a little more tired than I thought I was and find a bench or something somewhere to just.
Yes, that is not hard to do. Okay, cool. Ruby?
I'm left here in a decision where I'm finally in the room I've wanted to be in for so long, and I have a calling card for basically a poker game that I want to go to. I'm not going out. I have to stay inside, and I think with Edgewater downstairs, I think I'm going to spend time in the room.
Not even with your father.
The doctor's grabbing blood. I don't know what
that is like a 5-minute process. He's gone.
Yeah. I don't know what else I can do with him. I'm going to go into the room. I'm sorry. This room has been, I didn't notice it for the first 20 years of my life. So 21, whatever.
All right. So things that are fairly obvious. This place has been heavily curtained over. There's not a lot of light, no way to see inside from outside.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the door frame, you do notice some strange burn marks in the wood, but not like blast marks, more like pyrography, where you do artistic wood burning, like with a hot metal implement.
Oh.
Does it spell out anything, or is it just
artistic? It is not in any language you know.
Mm. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the curtains and I'm going to let some light into this room for the first time in what I can only assume to be a very long time.
Oh, so very long.
Yeah.
As you throw the curtains open, it's dust and deteriorating fabric. Just, it is gross in here. So are you looking for anything in particular, what is your method for?
I think what I would like to do is I just want to look. Everything seems undisturbed. I know I just threw open the curtains, but everything seems undisturbed. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to look to see if there's anything that looks less undisturbed than other things, I guess, if that makes sense. So, like, is there, like, I know the dolls have a lot of dust on them, but is there anything that particularly stands out? So I guess if it's okay, I'd like to make an investigation check of some sort. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Ruby, baby, you gotta roll better.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's a 9.
There is, I mean, here's the thing. It's not that you're bad at looking. It's just the room seems to have been sealed at some point. And it's not like, oh, well, there's a bookcase that has been moved and it will send me to a secret. It's just all dusty. It has almost been removed from time. It is just left here. In terms of like basic things you see around you, there are two cribs. Each of them have an ornate carving RG on them.
Okay, with that, and knowing what Lord Drake had said, I'm also going to go and I'm going to pick up these dolls that are in the room. I'm going to pick them right up.
Don't.
Ew.
And I'm going to look at them and I'm going to inspect them a little bit just to see like what's going on. Because I didn't put together that my magic looked like that.
It takes a little time, but you actually find one doll on the far side of the room that seems to have one of the arms was repaired.
Because you ripped it off to use it for your mage hand?
Get out of here, bro. All right.
It's actually not magic. It's like one of those sticky slime hands.
Mm-hmm. With that, I will spend the rest of the time during the promenade to start to clean the room.
Huh. It is gonna take a certain amount of time. Passing secret notes. I thought that was a DM's job.
Yeah, it is. I don't really have anything.
Yeah. So you set about cleaning, which manual labor, not your.
Not
strong
my,
suits.
Not my thing, but I do think I'm cleaning over here while my mage hand is cleaning across the room. Can that happen?
It's not autonomous. You can't just be like, it's not unseen servant. You're not unseen servant, good on you. But mage hand, you have to direct.
I think I'm going to direct it because I think I haven't cleaned anything in my entire life. And so like I want.
It's gross.
Yeah, so I'm going to use it from a distance to start to clean.
Throw me a charisma save.
Oh. I'm scared of my dice because all of them are rolling so poorly.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be terrible, but...
That is a 15.
Hey!
Excellent. As you manifest your mage hand to start, you know, stacking things and dusting, you hear a... smash. And there is a small mirror over one of the two dressing tables that breaks.
Oh, I go right over to the broken mirror and I look right in it.
Oh, no.
Make a perception check at advantage.
Thank you.
And are you proficient?
I am not. This
add is proficiency.
That is a 13. That's straight.
All right, so here's what I'm going to need right now. I'm going to need all of y'all to wander away just for a hot second.
Sweet.
While I have
fucking rules.
While I have a quick word with Ruby.
Oh, no.
So we're gonna let everyone wander away.
Ruby.
It's going to be great. Nothing bad could possibly happen here. You made that backup character, right?
Yeah. oh, man.
All right. So, as you are looking into the mirror, you're looking into a shattered mirror. And so you see multiple images of yourself sitting there looking right back at you. And with your hand on your shoulder right behind you.
I turn actually over my shoulder to see where it's touching me, like over my right shoulder, to see if I see anything but my mage hand.
No, there's nothing. But the mage hand did drift over to your shoulder.
Yeah. I go, hello?
There's nothing. There's nothing here. And you look back into the mirror and it's gone. Maybe it was just a trick of the reflection. Maybe it's the stress of the day.
Take out some paper or parchment that I think I would have on me, and I'm going to use a pact point to cast illusory script.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast and just say, meant for something or somebody in this room, I'm going to say, hello, are you there? If so, can you please respond to this? There's a flash of like pearlescent white light while I do that.
You look down at what you just wrote. Hello? Am I here? Can I please respond to this?
Hello, am I here? Oh, man. All right. I will, I guess, go and I will look at, I will go and look at the mirror that's not broken at this point. Just look back at my own reflection. And I'm going to take a deep breath in and I'm going to try and feel that feeling again when that I felt last night. The tingling sensation when I cast my magic. I kind of want to harness that. And I'm just going to stay here for a minute and just try and feel that while being in this room.
Okay, it manifests as soon as you manifest your mage hand. So until you dismiss your mage hand, you still have that light tingle to you. So you're definitely still feeling it.
Yeah. There's something about this place. I look at the doll. Does the doll look like me?
The doll that has the repaired hand?
Yeah.
No. No, it doesn't. I mean, there is an exact opposite. There's one on the other shelf.
Yeah, I'm going to go look at that other one, too.
Each of these dolls are identical.
Right,
so, like, you can literally stand in the middle of the room, point at one doll, point at its opposite across the room. Point at one doll, point at its, like, its identical, like, replicant right across the room. So they're matched sets.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to say in this room, I'm going to say, I don't know what's going on in here. I don't know why this room was locked away, but I'm going to figure it out. And I think I am going to, at that point, I am going to start cleaning. Not with my mage hand. I'm not going to dismiss it. But I think I get down in my current outfit and I start cleaning and getting rid of the dust in this room by myself.
Okay. That will take you the rest of promenade.
Yeah, that's okay.
And I'm going to beckon everybody else back in, so it's going to get loud a second.
Great.
So, Daniel, who are you playing now?
I'm fine.
It's all good.
Yeah, Evan, you didn't tell us to prepare backup characters.
Yeah. Didn't I?
He told me.
I feel like I said it was highly unlikely you'd lose your character.
Ah, yes, and Daniel just continues to go down the wrong path.
That's all good. He's fine. Ruby is still good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Unfazed.
Yeah, you look the same as when we walked out of the room.
Yeah, there's a kind of faraway look in your eyes now that wasn't there before.
So can you still help me out with Edgewater or no?
You want help? Or?
Yeah, what do you mean by help?
I don't know if you need help, buddy.
Would Beetlejuice make a good wingman?
Anyone have any other fun promenade stuff?
Yeah, I think if we're back on the park, for what I can only assume is some significant tonal whiplash.
I mean, it's not an unfounded assumption.
Is there like a kind of socially respectable sport or game that the like younger folk on the mart would play? Is there like a
badminton
or?
Yeah, they have pell-mell, which is a croquet sort of thing, and there are a number of games going because this is such a large park. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get multiple games happening at the same time.
Gotcha. I think there was probably like when Lefroy was younger, there was a group of him and his friends who would play together, and they would often like salt to join them, being you know the Goliath and something of an athlete. Like he would play at the park with them. Now that they're of age, they have their own games and kind of play. So I think Lefroy is out enjoying his game with some of his friends. And if it works out, I think Saltus maybe finds a bench to watch him at, which might be the bench that Samuel has rested on, or near enough to it that he would go and say hello.
Okay, fantastic. I'm just going to do a quick luck check to see if you're in the same neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, no, not even close.
Oh. In that case, he's just watching his young ward and just keeping an eye on him.
Excellent. Throw me a perception check real quick.
Sweet.
See if anyone wrapped in burlap is watching you.
That's a nat 20.
Oh, boy.
You see two things. One, way down the ways. Way down the ways. You see three things. Way down the ways, you see Samuel resting on a bench, probably mm-hmm. like a good 100 yards from you.
Okay.
It's really just the fading sun on his scales mm-hmm. that are really being like, oh.
Reflecting off yep. a little bit. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Shiny blue dragonborn. Excellent. there is a mysterious figure in burlap scarf who is lurking. not suspiciously, but just like, huh. Never seen them before.
In a lurky way.
Do I get the sense they've been near me for a while?
I mean, roll me a quick stealth check. Although, you're going to have to hit a nat 20 for him not to.
Okay. It's a 14. Plus 8.
I mean...
But it's not a nat
20. Yeah, you caught sight of them a few times. You don't
Do
know
I see
how
that the burlap covers everything but the ear facing me. Do I get a sense that there's maybe?
I mean, you draw whatever conclusions you'd like.
Yeah.
But you also see Miss Beater.
Okay.
Yes, Beatrice Wheatley is strolling a respectable distance behind young Miss Fiona and a burly green hobgoblin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
And they're talking pleasantly, and Fiona seems to be laughing a bit. And they turn, so they're kind of cutting across your field of view.
Okay.
And Beadir gives you a quick side eye and taps her wrist and keeps walking.
Can I roll perhaps a perception to notice it or luck to make it happen? What is Lefroy doing in the game as they pass by?
He's taking a swing.
He's taking a swing? Can I roll for him?
Yeah, but you're going to have to use his stats.
That's fine.
So you're going to do a +3 to whatever you roll.
+3?
Come on,
What are we trying to accomplish so I can set a DC?
Come on.
I would like for him to be doing something impressive, or at least succeeding at the game, and then I'm going to loudly call attention to it.
All right, fantastic.
Not inappropriately, not in a way that seems something that I may call attention to, you know, cheer or support him anyway, but that may draw a passerby's look if they were nearby when the noise was made.
Ah, excellent.
That's a 10, so it's a 13.
Okay, he takes a good shot. He comes very close to the wicket.
Okay.
But I mean, it's nothing spectacular. I mean, it's on his the upper side of average for him.
Gotcha.
So he's having a good day.
Then I'm still gonna I'm gonna kind of jump up and pump my fist a little bit and go, "That's my boy," and try to goose it for a way that if you didn't know the sport, you might think that he did what he was attempting to do.
Okay, all right. I'm calculating a lot of things right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to roll a performance.
Okay.
And we're going to do just sort of two general sort of awarenesses for, like, insights for the passerbys. 9 to 10.
17.
Okay. Yeah, people are like, what's happening? Including Fiona and Beadir and Oscar. Now, the other thing, there was a valet saying, "That's my boy," which gets some very raised eyebrows. And including Beadir just gives you a look of, "Oh, really?"
There's some new rumors going around about Pilar Seltzer now.
He maybe shrinks down a little bit. he shrinks down a little bit, maybe standing or holding a posture to imply a stature that might squash some of those rumors. That would make those rumors seem increasingly unlikely.
Bravo.
Real. Real.
So you were trying to help Lefroy flex, and now you're flexing.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so do an intimidation roll.
Oh, cool.
Don't wiggle your fingers, you hex people.
That's a nat 20.
Oh! Yeah! Fantastic. You see people go, never mind. The exuberance of the game. Yes, we all get caught up in excitement with mallets and balls and baits and whatnot. Lovely weather. So, yeah, you successfully stop that before it starts.
He maybe glances over at Boudir, and instead of a snide look, looks at his watch as if he has not run late, like, close call.
Only barely taking her eyes off.
Looks at his wrist where a watch would be.
Only barely taking her eyes off of Fiona and Oscar, she just shoots you a scarred thumbs up, mouthing, smooth. And returns her attention to her charge. I don't know if that was a net positive or not.
Yeah, yeah. That was... Let her ride.
I liked it. Yeah. I liked it.
Big swings are happening.
Really glad I was there watching it all while it happened.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. So that all occurred. Does anyone else want to do anything? Hear rumor, chase rumor, anything like that? All right. So I believe at this point, we can move on to the night phase. You've sent word that Gladstone is required over at the Rylander residence. Yes. He will show up. Ruby,
Ruby's father is ill. He's slipped into a coma, and I would like to stay here this evening to support her. So if you would please stay with us, that would be more respectable, of course.
Absolutely. No problem. I know you go, you both go way back. Is there anything that we can do to help out?
At the time being, I don't think so. She's been upstairs for quite a while. I think she's sitting with her father. It's a very trying time for her.
At that moment, I come down the stairs, and I am covered in dust. And what was a very fashionable outfit, just fully covered in dust. And it looks like just my hands are dirty. And it looks like, particularly in my dress, like I have like been on my hands and knees, what looks to be like cleaning.
Are you okay? What happened in your father's room?
I checked in on him, of course. I've been cleaning a little bit. Just, you know, a little room. Thank you so much for coming, by the way, Gladstone. I appreciate it.
Miss Rylander, is there anything that we can get you? Any assistance that you need rendered?
I actually would love... I'm going to need some help. If it's cleaning tonight. I need some help cleaning. I would like to clean a room upstairs.
Oh. What about servants?
That's right. I forgot I had those.
It seems like she done taken a fairly bad
day.
Shot.
Yes.
Is this something that's actually not that I mean to question you, Miss Rylander, but is this something that can't wait till tomorrow? You seem to be in a bit of a state, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah. I am. I don't know. There's just a lot going on. You know, I finally like got to talk to somebody last night who like I thought I was interested in, and he invited me out tonight, and now I can't go because my dad is upstairs. Huh? And
wait, what? Who?
That's a lot.
His name's Reuben.
Oh, right. He held the door open to the carriage. Right, Reuben, I'm sorry. Wow. Oh, again, a mistake.
Are you feeling all right?
Mr. Reuben.
Mr. Reuben, yes.
Weller.
I don't know. I don't think it's right for me to go tonight. So I think I need to send him a message saying I can't go. Some things have come up with my daddy. And I would like to stay here. I don't know. I got to clean this room. I just feel like I got to clean this room.
But, okay.
You don't have to. I'm not going to make you both clean the room. I'm going to.
If you can show me how, I can certainly try.
Yeah, I think I've been doing it right.
I'm not sure you have. Have you seen yourself?
I'm going to get somebody to just send a message to the Weller residence just to for Mr. Rubin just to say, so sorry, can't make it. My daddy's not doing well. Rain check, question mark.
Oh.
Winky face.
All right, so you dispatch that?
I do.
Okay. Fantastic.
And I go back up, and I'm going to start cleaning, and if y'all want to start helping me clean a little bit, I can also get the servants to help.
You just pulled the blanket off that bed, and now you're rubbing it on that doll's face. Is that...
I don't know. I should probably use a clean blanket or towel.
Clean
you're
blanket.
Right.
Yes, I'll grab one from the other room. Clean blanket.
I gotta ask, what in tarnation happened to this door?
A freak accident.
Yeah, we
were leaning on it
and it fell down.
It just fell in. Old shoddy.
And we haven't been in here in a few years, so you know.
Very dusty.
Dusty musty.
Okay, so I'm going to say Edgewater will be leading that deception check with help from Ruby.
6.
Now, I know that I'm not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed.
That about yourself, Gladstone?
I mean, the two of you combined are maybe 100 pounds. If you ran at that door.
So you think I'm skinny?
if you ran at that door, I doubt you'd probably break it down. Now, what happened?
I haven't been able to get in for a few months, and I asked for some help, and we got it down.
We knocked it down with a big tool.
Did y'all hit your heads? What is going on?
I just needed to get in, and I needed to get in, and so we asked for some help to get through.
All right, I'm starting to get the feeling the less I know about this, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Now good. I'll give you whatever assistance you can, and I'll stay here so you stay all respectable. Although I find it very odd what you are just determining to be the benchmarks of respectability with kicking in doors and whatnot. But I'll do what I can to help.
An urgent need for cleaning.
Yeah, I just, we got to get the dust out, and I open the window.
Right.
And I let some air in, and...
Oh, the dolls come to life.
No.
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 As I open, I turn to Gladstone, and I say, don't mind the dolls on the shelf.
Oh, you've moved them to the shelf.
That's... Wait, the dolls on... Holy hell! God, they're all looking at me. I don't like this. Oh, I don't like this.
Something that I do think Edgewater would notice is one of the mirrors is cracked. That wasn't cracked before.
Oh, what happened to this mirror?
Oh, it cracked while I was in here.
Cracked does not begin to describe it. It has a like radial shatter.
Yeah, it's cracked.
What would you mean while you were in here? Did you drop something on it?
No, I was just standing here and it happened.
Oh, maybe you dropped the mirror?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Clean, clean, clean. This is how we clean.
There's a song. All right. Clean, clean, clean.
All right. I'm going to go talk to the some of the staff and get us maybe some brooms or something. Because this is going to...
I had not even thought of that. Yes, that seems good.
This is going to take us all night if we are just rubbing things with our hands and singing
atonally. Blankets. We do have blankets.
Blankets are not... you are the smart one in our family.
I've never had to clean anything.
Okay, well, actually, Alistair... But
Whoa.
Hey, I'm calling it. Nope. Like I see it.
Nope. We'll talk about this later.
Do you want to talk about all of this later?
No, just the Alistair part.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And a cleaning party occurs.
Yeah.
All right. So the
super normal, relaxed,
totally chill.
Usual, typical cleaning break.
Yeah, and the dolls don't move at all.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm so happy to hear it.
It's fine.
they provide the chorus for the cleaning song?
Nighttime activities on this side of the table. Any big yens? Anything we want to do? There aren't any social activities tonight, so feel free to spend your time however. You could go try to find other forms of entertainment. You could see if other folks were in a receiving mood, mm-hmm. though that might be, depending on your relationship with them, might be a bit far-fetched, but...
I immediately was like, I want to lurk around a warehouse and rummage, you know? And then I was like, no, that seems like a big jump. You know,
I want to lurk around.
Well, because specifically because of the architecture warehouse, blah blah blah.
Oh,
theme,
the firm, the architecture,
the firm. Yeah, but that seems like not a lot to go on.
Do you need to go to your office?
I could go to my office. Yeah, I don't know if I have anything like scheduled.
There isn't anything on the books, but you haven't been able to get in touch with Nicodemus today, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I will go in my burlap. Wrapped in fur. The most uncomfortable material possible. Go to my office and see if Nicodemus is there, see if there's any correspondence there.
All right, so you... kind of wind your way out to the sort of the outskirts of New Britannia, mm-hmm. and you're in not a bad area, mm-hmm. but an area where the folks who actually, you know, do the work for all of these firms mm-hmm. Live and, you know, take their entertainment. And it is a little more practical, a little louder, a little dirtier.
Yeah.
And you have a small second floor walk up in, you know, half of a building. Mm-hmm. The other half kind of fell over.
Yes.
But, you know, your office is still enclosed, so it's mostly weatherproof. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. And you walk in, and Nicodemus is there. He seems to sleep here. He has a hammock.
Yeah.
Just sort of set up in a corner.
It's fine. It collapses easily when we have, you know, actual bookings and stuff.
Yeah. And he's just sort of snoring away.
Yeah. I'm going to take the side of the hammock and flip it over. Thumps down on the ground.
Ow.
I wrote to you earlier. Do you not write back anymore?
I was getting there.
Oh my god. I have a lot going on, okay? And okay. Sorry. I'm in a mood. It's been a lot going on. The last
Clearly.
Couple days. Yeah.
Clearly.
How are you?
Awake and not happy about it.
God, I love that. Any updates? Any mail? None.
Oh, yeah. You got a request.
Oh, from who?
A lady. What the hell? I had it written down here somewhere.
Oh my god.
I had it written down here somewhere. Ged. Wow, my handwriting's terrible. Gedwallow.
Really, what?
A lady Gedwallow wants to contract Madame Belladonna as part of the entertainment for an upcoming ball. Two days from now, looks like.
In 2 days. Did she say how many people would be participating in the seance?
It was sort of open-ended.
Okay. Super helpful.
It depends on how many guests are interested.
Okay. Do people not realize that to plan one of these things, it matters if there's like 4 people or 40 people or, you know. Anyway. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Wasn't going to say it was.
Not your fault. Don't worry about it. Don't stress. Don't stress about it.
Believe me. Not gonna.
Okay. I was worried about it because you seemed kind of up in arms today.
Wow,
I walked in here and you started yelling at me. Out of nowhere.
You know, you're being real difficult today.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay.
Are you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I don't know. And I look around my office and it's, I feel like Nicodemus has seen me in many manner of appearances. And so I'm not terribly worried about, you know, him seeing me in my full Belladonna look or whatever. But I look around and there's it's like, the lowest couches you can imagine where you're going to sink so way too deep into them. There's a lot of drapery, and there's a couple sort of whatever we have that's closest to mirrors around, you know, so sort of semi-reflective surfaces, and a couple spheres that are sort of crystal ball adjacent, and they're kind of just like really polished bowling balls or like whatever, like random shit that's left.
Salvage gumball machines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a empty gumball machines that I peer into in a mystical fashion. And I think I'll spend one of my wealth points to have him like make sure that we have all the supplies that we'll need for the upcoming booking, and to like make sure that I have like a fresh outfit and that kind of stuff. And I'll ask him if there's anything else that he needs or anything he's seen around like the area of the neighborhood that I need to know about.
Now, things have been pretty quiet around here, but I'll definitely restock everything. And how hot are we going on this? Are we going like, you know, kind of like low-key, get a few oohs and ahs, or are we going to try to, you know, pull out something special?
I feel like this one, I want the juice, you know, Nick? You know?
I am familiar with the juice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want the juice on this one. You know?
All right.
You seem sleepy.
I wonder fucking why.
Yeah, okay. Relax, Nick, but okay.
I was trying to.
Yeah.
Somebody flip my hammock.
Yeah, I actually kind of want a hammock in my room. Looks really comfortable. Yes, I think for this one, we want to make sure that, you know, we need a room that has a fireplace. We need a room with a lot of wobbly statues. You know, we need, you know, a lot of curtains that can blow mysteriously in the wind. Like, make sure that whatever room they book for it, you know, is appropriate in that way.
Right. Fantastic. So yeah. I'm going to be busy.
Yes. And that's why it would have been so helpful if you had, you know, written me a letter back. But you were sleeping, and I do get that. So you go back to doing that, and then tomorrow you can start working, you know?
You know,
because I have stuff I'm trying to do here, you know? And you're coming with me. You and me. You and me, Nick.
Yeah. And yep. Share the profits.
Mm-hmm. Sharing the profits. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And that's why I put up with you.
Yeah. You love me.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I?
No, I don't know. I don't care. Listen, I got my mouse. I got your
you Not know? Sure what that's a euphemism for, but you know, you do you.
Yeah. Someday you'll learn. So. Actually, once you've earned it, you can meet the mouse. Whoa. You're still on the probationary period. I'm kidding.
Again, not really sure what that's an euphemism for, but I'll
The mouse skitters out of my pocket. I'm like, oh, there he is.
Wow, really?
Yeah. His name's Gus, I decided.
Fantastic. Now I've met the mouse, so I guess I'm out of the probationary period.
Skitters up Nick's arm.
Don't hate it.
Yeah. You don't hate it? Okay.
No, don't hate it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because there are mice in the building as well.
I've had weirder things skitter on me while I'm asleep.
Oh, jeez.
But that's a story for another time.
I'm going to take this mouse back and leave.
Fantastic.
I'm going to see you so soon.
I'll make a list of what we got to work with.
Yep. Send it to me in the mail. Maybe.
I'll drop off some more seeds for your little friend.
Thank you. Yeah, by the way, this is what the seeds are for, is the mouse. I don't know if I explained that before.
You did.
Oh, I did.
At length, multiple times.
Oh, you know, I forget. I'm juggling a lot these days.
Understandable.
Yeah. And make sure you give it to Trudy. Don't drop it off at the front, because
of course not.
They get so weird.
Of course not.
It's so weird when people drop off mouse seeds.
The old lady seems just weird enough to be perfectly fine with this.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'll get on that.
All right. Glad you're not dead. And I'll see you in a couple days.
Were you afraid I was going to break my neck falling out of the hammock?
You didn't respond to my mail. How was I supposed to know, Nick?
You do realize it takes time to get correspondence back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, the last few days, it's felt like a lifetime. Okay, you go back to sleep. I'll see you in a few days.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No, we would like to do. Yep.
All right, nighttime shenanigans for Emerton. Mr. Salt.
I think he'll make sure Lord Lefroy is all set if he needs anything before bed, and then he will check in with Pierre and Pilar if there's anything else needed around the house. And I think he's going to kind of preemptively apologize to the parents. And just in case you're thinking, I mistakenly was a little too informal today at the park, and I wanted to apologize in advance. I've been a little extra proud of your son of lately, and I let that slip, but I won't happen again. I'm so sorry.
Pierre just goes, understandable. And Pilar is, he's growing up. He spoke to so many young ladies the other night, and it's
such a good job.
He was crushing it. So happy. And he's speaking a lot about this Fiona.
I think there's something there.
Ooh, could we get first time out lucky? That would be wonderful.
All fingers crossed, my lady.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we have things to do tomorrow, and so I believe my husband and I shall be retiring. Don't worry about it. You know we love you. So, yes, everything's fine. Everything's good.
Great. If you need me, do not hesitate to call, and he'll retire for the evening.
Fantastic. Pierre, come on. Come along.
Oh, her bubble wrap.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Where does Salt, does he have a room in the house?
Does.
Okay, cool. Then, yeah, he'll retire. He'll take off his workman's gloves. He'll retire to his pajama coveralls that he has.
It's really a flannel onesie.
Yeah. It's just one. It's another pair of, it's just exact coveralls with a different oil stain. but yeah, he'll put his gloves away, he'll put his boots away. And I think, yeah, why not? He'll kind of sit at, he doesn't quite have a desk, but I think he has a table.
An end table kind of thing.
Yeah, he's got like a chair with a small end table to it, that he has a drawer with some of the goings on of bills that need to be paid or if there are orders that need to be done, people he needs to check it on. And he just kind of fingers through and he kind of lingers for a second on a letter that he's had in there holding the nondescript but identifiable seal of a member of the New Britannia military that's just been sitting there and closes the door behind him.
Yeah. All right. And you know what? I think we're going to close and pick up again anew with the next episode. Everyone will have a little bit of time to prepare as invitations flood in for the ball hosted by Lavinia Gadwallow. And with that, we will see you next week. Enjoy.
What is the mysterious sealed letter that Salt holds? Will Mary and Nicodemus have enough juice to make a splash at the seance? Will Samuel's involvement in breaking down the door come back to bite him? Who or what are these dolls, and will Ruby and Edgewater ever learn how to clean? The answers are just around the corner on the next episode of Scandals and Scavengers. Thank you for listening to Scandals and Scavengers, a post-apocalyptic Regency romance with Daniel Began as Ruby Grace Rhinelander, Matt's the Last as Lord Samuel Drake, Johnny McElerney as Second Lieutenant Immortan Salt, Emily Carmen Weldon as Mary Smith, Beau Powell as Edgewater Clarence, and Evan Kelly as the Game Master. Produced by Evan Kelly, Trope Warden Beau Powell.
Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, consider supporting us on Patreon, where we release episodes early, and you'll get access to our post-show cast discussions, Twisted Talks, our Discord community, and more.